Praise God. Get your Bibles and let's turn to the book of 2 Kings chapter 22 and verses 1 and 2. And then we're going to go down to verse 19 and verse 20 of the same chapter. Praise the Lord. Somebody said amen when you get there.
Amen.
Amen. It's good to be here tonight. All right, read for us tonight.
Amen. Josiah was 8 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 31 years in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Jedidiah, and the daughter of Adiah of Bosketh. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, and walked in all the way of David his father, and turned not aside to the right hand or to the left.
All right. Now we're going to read verse 19 and verse 20. But put this in the proper context. Josiah was 8 years old. Somebody said 8 years old.
8 years old.
That's my grandson is 8 years old. Put in charge of a whole nation. Kind of scary, isn't it? Praise God.
Yes,
verse 19 and verse 20, read for us.
Because thine heart was tender, and thou hast humbled thyself before the Lord, when thou heardest what I spake against this place, and against the inhabitants thereof, that they should become a desolation and a curse, and hast rent thy clothes and wept before me, I also have heard thee, saith the Lord. Behold, therefore, I will gather thee unto thy fathers, and thou shalt be gathered into thy grave in peace, and thine eyes shall not see all the evil which I will bring upon this place. And they brought the king word again.
Praise God. Father, we thank you for the word tonight. Thank you for those that are here. Ask you to anoint your word and speak to our hearts. Give you thanks, give you praise in Jesus' name. Somebody said amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise tonight. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to your name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. God bless you. You can be seated tonight. Amen. I just want to put a little title on this, and let's just call it Revival Before Judgment.
All right.
Revival Before Judgment. You know, God is a just God. You believe that tonight? God is a merciful God. I know that because I'm still here, amen, and have not been destroyed. God's a merciful God.
Amen.
And yet when we understand that, sin must be dealt with in order for the righteousness of God to work. He must deal with sin. God's got to deal with sin, and that means judgment. But there were times that God held off the judgment because at that time there were some whose heart there was to do the will of God, just like Josiah that we read tonight. And there's some good examples of this, Numbers chapter 14 and verse 38.
But Joshua the son of Nun and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, which were of the men that went to search the land, lived still.
All right. The other 10 that went out to search the land, they had died. But Joshua and Caleb, they were still alive. Praise God.
Amen.
And what I see in that is that before God judged Israel, He had a couple of men, Joshua and Caleb, that went forth to search the land, and they brought back a good report. Amen. God's looking for people that their heart is right with Him. Praise God. That's why you're here tonight, because your heart's right with Him. Praise the Lord. And it was before the judgment came. Genesis chapter 18 and verse 26.
And the Lord said, if I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then will I spare all the places for their sakes.
Amen. You look at this story, and God is speaking to Abraham. And Abraham said, Lord, if there's 50, will you spare the city for 50? And the Lord said, I will spare the city. In other words, before the judgment came, there was an opportunity for revival. There was an opportunity. Jesus said, if the miracles that are done were done in Sodom, they would have repented a long time before. Amen. But God held off the judgment because of 10 righteous. Amen. Well, there wasn't 10 righteous. And so we see that God gave an opportunity for revival to take place before the judgment came. I believe tonight that we're in that same position. Praise God. I believe we're in that same position tonight. And the Lord has opened up a door of revival for us. Amen. There is a great opportunity. We sit here tonight in the midst of a field that is ripe and ready for harvest. And we're not going to sit here and say we're going to wait for 3 months until it's ready. But Jesus said it's ready right now. Well, praise God. Praise God. I made a mistake this week, and I've repented about that. But I was in the donut shop. You know, God can use you even if you're in the donut shop. Well, I know none of you are like that. Amen. But I had to stop and get a donut for myself and for my wife. Amen. And there was a man there, and he started talking to another man. And he said, yeah, I was up at 4 o'clock this morning, and he said, I've been reading my Bible. And he said, I read it for inspiration and for my salvation. And he was very open, and you could hear him talk in the place. And my spirit said, talk to him and show him the right way. And for some reason, I didn't do it. And I repented and asked God to forgive me for not being used of him. Folks, we've got to be used of God. We've got to be sensitive to the will of God. And to those that are around us. We sit in a ripe harvest field tonight. Amen. And there are many, many souls that are searching. There was one of the months, I think it was in July, we knew or we know of someone that was working in the mental health place here in Augusta. And they said in Butler County that month there was 4 suicides that were committed. And don't tell me that there's not hungry souls. There is a great hunger in our world today. And not just in our world, but right before our very eyes. Amen. Now you can sing it again if you like, but there's a song that says, I'll go where you want me to go. If it's to a foreign land, I'll go to a foreign land. And we kind of use that sometimes as an escape route. Amen. Because we're waiting for the Lord to call us to another country when we can have revival right next door. Praise God. It's the same thing there as it is here. And we need to be sensitive to the will of God. And I told the Lord after I had repented, I told him, I said, if you will let that man pass my path again, I'll stop him in his tracks and show him the word of God. Amen. Because I don't want to have his blood upon my hands. And so he was sparing the city, and the time that God spared the city was for revival. Amen. It was for a move of God. God loves people. Amen. I know that's very simplistic tonight, but we don't really understand how much God loves us. And how much God loves people, even when they're in sin. The Bible says, while we were yet in sin, Christ died for us. I saw a little clip just a day or two ago, and it said that they have determined that there are trillions of galaxies in the universe. Trillions of galaxies, not stars, but galaxies. And in some of the smaller ones like ours, there's 100 billion stars. This is what they estimate. And the thing that's exciting to me is that God didn't just throw them out there randomly, but God loves his creation. Praise God. And scripture tells us that he gave every one of those stars a name. I couldn't even get to 100 names, let alone trillions of names. What it tells me is that God is intimate with his creation. He knows when a sparrow falls. He knows how many hairs are on our head. Amen. The guys on the front row aren't worried about that right now. But the day will come. The day will come. And it'll be a lot quicker than you think. Amen. Praise God. So the Lord he's very intimate with his relationship with his creation. And Sodom was not spared because they did not repent. It wasn't anybody's responsibility but their own. And we've got to share the word of God. 2 Peter chapter 4, 5, and 6. Read for us tonight. Did I get that one on there?
I have 2 Peter 2, 3 through 6.
Yes.
Okay. Yes, sir.
And through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. For if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell, and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment, and spared not the old world, but saved Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them with an overthrow, making them an ensample unto those that after should live ungodly.
Amen. Well, we read that about the judgment, and sometimes as born again children of God, we look down upon those that are sinners, that are not in the church, and we say there's no hope for them. But I want you to know, I'm looking out here tonight, and I see some folks that I said, I don't know if I've got a lot of hope for them. Amen. But you're here, and you're faithful, and you're used of God.
Yes. Amen.
Well, praise the Lord.
Amen.
And it's exciting. It's very exciting. And we look at the judgment of God. I was walking up Ohio Street with my son many, many years ago. And there was a carload of young people, and they were driving past us, and they were shouting, and they were making a ruckus, and they were just out doing their thing. And I don't hold this against him, but my son says, well, when the darkness come, the cockroaches come out. And he thought it was pretty cool. And We made a few more steps, and I said, son, let me tell you something. I was one of those cockroaches.
That's right. Yes.
And we walked a few more steps, and he said, you know, I shouldn't have said that. And we've got to have compassion because God has compassion. Amen. We've got to love because God loves. Well, praise the Lord. Another example tonight, Genesis 6:13.
And God said unto Noah, The end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth.
I will destroy them with the earth. All right. Now go to 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 20 and verse 21. You just read verse 20. That'll be good enough.
Which sometimes were disobedient, when once the long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was a preparing, wherein few, that is, eight souls, were saved by water.
Praise God. Well, thank God somebody was saved.
Amen.
We look at the judgment part of that, and we see that there was a great flood. And that's been proven by many different ways. But the Bible says that if you read on down, it will tell you that it was a figure of water baptism. And so when we are baptized, we are lifted up above the destruction. Amen. Like Noah and them were lifted up above the destruction. And we're saved. Praise God. But I believe that if anybody wanted to get on that boat, they could have gotten on that boat.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And sometimes it seems like there's only eight of us. Amen. But we're going to shout hallelujah. We're going to shout more than the angels. Amen. Because it doesn't matter how many. It matters if they are saved or not. Makes a difference if I'm saved or not. And God, the Bible says there, the long suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, roughly 120 years. Amen. 120 years. And God waited, the long suffering of God waited. Everybody said waited. He waited. God waited. Amen. He could have brought judgment, and it would have been a righteous judgment. But he didn't bring judgment. He brought mercy. Amen. And that's what I needed in my life was mercy. And I can tell you tonight, today I needed mercy. And tomorrow I'm going to need mercy. And you're going to need mercy every day. Praise God. Praise God.
Amen. Yes, sir.
I thank God for his mercy tonight. And God waited while they were preparing the ark.
Amen.
Now, don't tell me that God was not upset with the sin that was going on in the world. God was upset, but the Bible says he waited. So, in other words, God held back the judgment while he was preparing a revival for eight people.
Yes. Amen.
Praise God.
Yes,
I want to take somebody with me.
Yes.
When the flood comes, I want to have somebody that's following me. Follow me as I follow Christ. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God. And God was long-suffering to a world that was out of control. kind of like the world that we're living in today. Out of control. He was willing to wait until all the opportunities to get it right were exhausted. Amen. But there was a revival. And I believe tonight that there is a revival in the last days. I don't know when that's going to be, the last day part of that. But it doesn't matter to me when he's going to come and take his people away from here. It doesn't matter to me how many people are saved or not saved. Amen. I'm just going to live for God. I want to be one of the five wise virgins. Well, trying to think about that there. And so we read tonight 2 Kings. If you could go back to that, Brother Cowan, 2 Kings chapter 22, verses 1 and 2.
Josiah was 8 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 31 years in Jerusalem, and his mother name was Jedidah, the daughter of Adaiah of Boscath. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, and walked in all the way of David his father, and turned not aside to the right hand or to the left.
Praise God. Well, God was holding back judgment, and he was holding it back for an 8-year-old boy. Think about that tonight. He was holding the judgment back because of an 8-year-old boy. Praise God. I wondered about that and wondered if God is going to bring in a little 8-year-old boy to pray through in our church. Amen. To later be used by God in a mighty way. Well, praise the Lord. I believe that God does that.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. We had some Sunday school kids here Sunday, and two of them, Sister Glenda goes and picks them up, and there's going to be a revival because you can't sow and not reap.
That's right.
Whatever you sow, you're going to reap. And there were two of them that darkened the door of the church. They don't know anything about the gospel except what they've heard in Sunday school. And two of them came Sunday. Now try to remember what the weather was like on Sunday. Both two of them, I think it was three altogether. Three of them and two of them came to church without any shoes on. That's in Augusta, Kansas. Amen. But I'm not throwing in the towel and saying nobody wants to be saved. Amen. There's an 8-year-old. I don't know if one of them might be 8 years old. She was 8 years old. Just plug her name into the name of Josiah. Amen. God is interested in people that will do what's right and walk in his ways.
Yes.
Well, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
So revival took place before the judgment came. And let's go to another scripture here tonight. Be patient with me. Somebody said, God bless him. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 1.
Yes, this know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come.
Perilous times shall come. Folks, we are living in that time right now. Whether or not this is the last time really doesn't matter, but we are living in this time right now. Amen. And you could read on down in verse 2 through several verses, and it talks about what is going to take place, and it's exactly what it looks like when you read the news. It's happening in our generation today. Amen. and perilous times will come. And it would be easy for us to throw our hands up and say, it's too evil, nobody wants to know. And there are those that don't want to know. Jesus gave us a parable, and he said there are four types of soil. Wayside ground, rocky ground, thorny ground, and good ground. And so you got to wade through some things, but before good ground shows up. Amen. But I'm not going to let that discourage me. I've taught a lot of Bible studies in my life, and I thank God for each and every one of them. I taught a Bible study in Boston, and we went through the whole Bible study. It was not exploring God's Word. It was the other one. Search for Truth. That's way back. Some of you probably never seen a Search for Truth chart, but we got to the last page on the chart. It was two couples that I was teaching. They were interested. And it got to the last one, and folks were falling into the pit. And they were saying, I did need to be baptized in Jesus' name. And I did need to have the Holy Ghost and so forth. And there was conviction that came into that front room where we were teaching. And I said, well, what are y'all going to do? I just presented it to them. I said, what are y'all going to do? And they kind of hem-hawed around just one. And one of the ladies said, well, my problem is I'm just too lazy. Well, she was honest. Amen. And the other one said, well, it's just too hard for me to get up on Sunday to go to church. I'm too tired. And when it was all said and done, I left, and they never came to church again, and we lost them. But then there was another Bible study, and actually tonight I forget his name, but it was a young man. And he came to church with white shoes on, dressed, and he was a picture of pride. I went to his home to teach him a Bible study, and before I went, he told me, he said, now I want to tell you, he said, I'm not interested in changing my life, and I'm not going to stop doing the things that I'm doing. And I like to go to the dance hall, and I like this, that, and the other. And I said, whatever his name is, I said, listen, I'm not going to try to stop you from doing those things. I just want to teach you the Word of God. Well, he would come to church with his white shoes on, and it wasn't very long till the Word of God got into his heart. And we baptized him, and God filled him with the Holy Ghost. And guess what? He was dancing. He was dancing at the altar with his white shoes on. That's all right with me. We plucked one out of the fire. Praise God. And he came to church that night, and he kind of hem-hawed around after service and didn't leave. And I said, you came tonight to pray, didn't you? And he said, yes, I did. And we prayed, and God filled him with the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you, folks, there is revival, and revival is not the multitudes at this point, but revival is just reaching out and getting a hold of one. Amen. Just one. If it's a Sunday school child, then that's the will of God. If it's your neighbor, it's the will of God. Amen. Because God has placed us right in the big middle of a harvest field, ripe harvest field. And my pastor used to say a lot, he would say the greatest sin we could commit, other than blaspheming the Holy Ghost, is coming out of a ripe harvest field empty-handed. I don't want to come out of the field empty-handed. Amen. At the very least, I can say, Lord, I tried. And it wasn't my word. It was your word that I shared. It wasn't my ingenuity or anything like that. But it was simply the word of God. And the word of God will always do it. It might just be one out of four Bible studies. But I'm telling you, it's important for that one to hear the word of God. I just want to be a word of encouragement tonight, that don't give up in your witnessing. Don't give up in reaching out in your heart, in your mind, amen, in your voice. Praise God. Don't stop. Keep on going. It doesn't matter if it doesn't look promising, amen, as far as their salvation is concerned. Just be a friend to someone, and if you'll be a friend to them, God can open a door. Amen. Well, praise God. Let's stand together tonight. Well, praise the Lord. I hope the word of God has touched your heart tonight. Amen. I thank God for what I am, but I'll tell you what, I just ain't what I used to be. Praise the Lord. I used to preach with all of my heart because I had the energy and the strength to do it. And in the latter years, I've had x-rays, I've had different tests and all of that. And when they did x-rays on me, they said, "My, you've got big lungs." And I wonder why. Praise God. One person that was sticking me with a needle to get some blood out said, "Oh, you've got tough skin." I said, "I'm a preacher. Got to have some tough hide."
That's right.
Amen. Not just for the preachers, but you got to have some tough hide.
Yes, sir.
Amen. And just keep right on going. I'm a soldier.
Amen.
Amen. Somebody said, I think it was the Apostle Paul, said that they were addicted to the ministry. I'm not called to park my carcass on a pew somewhere.
That's right.
And go through the motions. Amen. Say, it's good enough.
Amen.
It's not good enough. We just need to get up and keep on keeping on.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Break out of your regular routine.
Yes.
And pray and ask God, "God, you know, show me someone or open a door so I can say something to someone." And that does not mean that you come up behind them and say, "Did you know you're going to hell?" That's not what I'm talking about tonight. No, I'm talking about when somebody says something like, "Something good happened to me today." A simple word like, "You know, God is good, isn't he?"
Yeah.
That's all you have to say. You don't have to invite them for a Bible study or anything. Just be kind, courteous, and let them know that you care.
Amen.
Well, praise God.
Amen.
And we can have a revival before the judgment comes.
Yes.
We can have a revival. If Sodom had the opportunity to have revival, folks, we can have revival. Praise God. Let's lift our hands right now and let's thank God. Go ahead and thank him for the word of God tonight. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh God, we have such potential that's here tonight. So many of the saints desiring to do a work for God. Help us, Lord. Help us to find that avenue, each of us individually, where we can work for you and do your will and your purpose. Thank you, Lord. Go ahead and thank God for the gospel tonight, the truth of the Word of God that He sent your way. Praise God. I thank God. I thank Him tonight. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord.